Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff on your local radio station. Mike and Kim Burge here out of Allentown, Nebraska. We are very glad you've tuned in, and we are glad to be your hosts. Just a reminder that Tri-State Livestock News is the commercial cattleman's publication located in the heart of one of the greatest beef cow-calf producing regions in the world. This area is home to many of America's most astute ranchers, reputable commercial cow herds, high-performance feeder cattle, well, you get the drift. Anyway, Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read. Kim, what are we going to share on The Good Stuff today?
I have some very short horror stories to share as we get closer to Halloween. What do you have?
Well, I'm going to share some more of those facts that will actually teach you something.
Ooh.
It's kind of scary, right? You go first. It is closing in on Halloween here in a couple of weeks.
That's right. That's right. Okay, so here's one. The operation wasn't successful in the traditional sense since my sight did not return, but it left me with the ability to distinguish heat signatures, at least. 3 weeks have passed and I'm still not sure how to politely ask my best friend why he's room temperature. Yeah, that's horrible.
That's not good. You're supposed to have a little body heat there, aren't you?
Yeah, you are. I don't think it's a good sign.
No, that's interesting.
Yeah. After struggling desperately to move any part of his paralytic body just to alert the doctors that he was conscious before they made the first incision, he was relieved to see that one of the nurses had noticed his pupils dilating from the bright light. She leaned in close and in a whisper that tickled his ear said, "You think we don't know you're awake?" These are awful.
That's kind of scary.
I know. Okay, well, let's see if we can come up with another one. Attending his funeral today was really scary. It might have been the constant muffled screams I heard or the worry of someone noticing the dirt on my hands. Okay, I'm going to do one more and we're going to go
off to something
else. Yeah, I think
that'll be enough for today. We don't want to overdo it.
I agree. Okay, sleep did not come to me easily that night in the cabin in the woods, for the portraits on the wall only portrayed the deformed and the damned. Sleep has never come easily to me ever again, for when I woke, I found no portraits, only windows. I know. That's what he was seeing looking out the window. Those are horrible.
Have you got a costume planned for Halloween?
No, I actually have not thought of that. Do you?
No. I'm going to go as a radio person, I think.
I was just going to say we're in radio. Do we need a costume?
Probably not. Okay, so a while back, I shared part of the facts that will actually teach you something. Remember we left off with the official state vegetable of Oklahoma is watermelon?
Yes. Yeah, that's where we left
off. Remember that one?
Yes, I distinctly remember.
I'm going to share some more wisdom with you on those today.
Okay.
The official Space Jam website has not changed since 1996.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
If you're in a room with 23 people, there's more than 50% chance that two of the people have the same birthday.
Really?
Yeah.
Only 21 people?
Yeah. 23 people.
Well, two more would make a big difference toward matching birthdays.
Cambridge University is older than the Aztec and Inca empires. Really?
Wow.
Hmm. Yeah. All right. And Harvard University was founded before calculus was derived. See, I knew calculus was made up.
Yeah.
The last veteran of the American Civil War died in 1959, long enough to see the atomic bomb dropped in Japan.
Oh, wow.
Here's another one of those. In the 1960s, Australia lost a prime minister and could not find him. He disappeared and was never found.
That is like creepy. Ooh.
How about this one? This is not on the creepy side. Light roast coffees have more caffeine than dark roast coffees.
Really?
I wouldn't have thought that. I would have thought it would have been just the opposite of
that. Yeah, no kidding.
All right. What do you have to share with us today?
Well, I think it's time for if you grew up in South Dakota. I actually have a grew up in Nebraska one too. We'll do some of those later on. But right now, if you grew up in South Dakota, you know how to poke, but you never tried it sober.
Okay.
Okay.
I agree with that.
Okay. And you know what knee-high by the 4th of July means.
Corn, right?
Yeah.
But it's more, it gets higher than that now because of all the modern technology.
I know. It's all changed. Here's another one. You know you grew up in South Dakota if you know it is traditional for the bride and groom to go bar hopping between the church and the reception.
Been there, done that.
And you know the difference between green and red farm machinery.
Oh, that's a big one.
Yep. And you buy all your Christmas presents at Runnings.
Oh, yeah. Runnings is kind of a local warehouse of everything, isn't it?
That's right.
Folks, thanks for sending things in to us. You can do that at kimhburge@gmail.com. And one day we might have them right here on The Good Stuff.